Hello.
Hey, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry to call you yesterday at an inconvenient time. I apologize.
It's okay. Right now we're just discussing what we're going to do, and we don't really know. So I'll give you a call back if we decide to do anything. I think I'm just going to let the house go. Because
What do you
my
mean?
brother and I are not even looking. We're not meeting eye to eye.
So when you say let the house go, you mean let the bank take it over?
Yeah, and then once the bank takes it over, and they have an auction, my uncle will go back buy it up, and then I'll still have what I want, and nobody will get nothing.
Well,
I will have to go through all this crap.
before that happens, Deborah, I mean, I know you and your brother aren't seeing eye to eye, but I mean, is that really what you want? I mean,
What, him not to get nothing? Yeah. He ruined my daddy and he ruined my mom.
I know.
He made them live in pure hell.
Sure.
So, with saying that, he deserves everything he gets and then some. So, yep.
So, obviously, if the bank takes it over, you do run the risk of not being able to buy it.
No, my uncle has a few connections and he said he could probably more than likely he can get it back. So, and if he can't, the way I feel, I'm gonna still get me a new house, and he won't get nothing. So, either way, I'm a win.
Sure. And I mean, if we can buy it and put money in your pocket, I mean, why wouldn't you go
Okay.
that option, and not?
Because y'all ain't gonna give me no money for the house. You've already said that. You said you would give me 200,000. That's only 10,000, and then I still won't have the house. So if I go the r route I'm going, I more than likely will have the house, what I want, and I won't be giving the house away for free, and I'll still have my memories. So
I
it's
mean,
all in the way of you look at lo looking at things. And Carl won't get nothing.
so
So,
that's your main priority is to make sure that he doesn't get anything. Am I hearing you correctly?
well, the way he did my daddy and he did my mom, he don't deserve anything, number one. And two, I would rather lose it all than him to get anything. I know that sounds spiteful, but all he had to do is, I mean, he texted me and told me he wanted my truck, he wanted my grandfather clock, he wanted all the stuff, and when I said yeah, he says, okay, I'll go over and sign the papers. I said, all right. Did I want to give all my stuff away? No. But it's all about money for him. I can make more money. I can't make this house again. I can't, and to give it to somebody for them to make a huge profit on it, I'm not going to do that either. So, I mean, I'm going to be losing, I'm going to get $10,000 and I'm going to have to give half of it to him. Wow, that's no money. So it's like not having anything. So I would rather not do anything to make sure he don't get anything.
Sure.
And I'm sure if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm sure that you would understand. And I'm sure that you would probably feel the exact same way. I mean, him and my nephew, they raked my mom and daddy over the coals. I mean, here is my mom is sitting laying there dying at the house, and my nephew comes in and he says, I'm getting so sick and tired of living like this. Here is my mom is on her deathbed and she's bothering him because she's dying. Really? I don't think so. How cold can you be?
I understand.
So.
Well, we'd like to help you, and for the bank to take it over, I mean, I'm sure someone could use that money. You know, the bank's just going to take it over, and, you know, you're not even 100% sure that you can even get the property. So, you know, are you willing to take that risk? I mean, we'd be open to, you know, doing a rent back or maybe a rent to own with you.
No, because when I buy it back, I ain't gonna pay no $350,000. I can get what's owed on it more than likely, and I won't ever have a loan no more. For me to do something like that, that would be stupid.
Right.
And I'm far from being stupid, so.
Okay.
But I appreciate you calling,
all
and
right.
I hope you have a great day.
All right, Deborah, thank you.